This is Description, episode 37 for May 31st, 2007, with material recorded May 19th.
Here we go.
Welcome to Description. Valerie in Toronto. Hello, I'm Valerie, and at the moment, I am in Toronto. I am in my car in the Subaru station, underneath my apartment in the parking garage. I'm about to pull out of my spot. Maybe you're saying, wow, Val, you've podcasted some pretty fucking boring things, but this is pretty much the limit. Nah, not quite. I'm sure I'll podcast much more boring stuff than this, for one thing. Opening the door here with the little genie thing that sometimes doesn't work in the winter. I am starting the drive home. It is a Saturday of Victoria Day weekend, and that means we get Monday off. So I am going home, pulling up onto my street. Of course, this is a trip that I've taken, I think, at least 1,000 times, seriously. So it seemed kind of fitting at some point that I would podcast parts of it. It is approximately a 4-hour drive. I don't think it's going to be 4 hours this time. I'm sorry, I'm looking north up the street for traffic, which keeps coming. Okay, now I'm good. I also think I'm getting a cold again. Yes, again. So, I'm going to have the Eye River going for some choice moments of this. Oh, and also, I have a digital camera, so I'm going to be taking pictures and perhaps putting together my first enhanced podcast. Of course, you're now wondering, well, Val, why the hell didn't you do that with the Angus thing? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's the last one. Taking a picture of where I am right now. And then if I figure out how to do this enhanced podcast thing, wait a minute, I should do it again. There, to indicate that I'm in a car, because I just held it up to the windshield, and, well, that's not real enough, is it? So hopefully when I'm at this point in the podcast, some picture will show up on your player, if you can do that, and it'll just sort of carry you through. So that's the intention. We'll see what happens. I don't think I have anything particularly to talk about. So I've just gotten gas, $20 worth, which would get me to the border, I think, and coffee. And no, it's not Tim Hortons, it's Country Style. Because we're at the Shell and that's what they sell. Let's see here. Take this picture. There you go. We're at Wellington and Spadina, just down the street from, well, a little bit down the street from where I last talked to you. Gas this weekend is about $1.10 a liter. Yes, that is evil. What's even more evil is that it's been around $1.10 all week. So needless to say, I have not been driving. Into the car. Now, I should be checking my tires, but I don't see any place to check my tires. I gotta put a seatbelt on, it's gonna mess up my microphone. Now, what usually happens at this point in the game is that if I haven't gotten gas, I will get enough gas to get me to the border. had gone an entire 4 months.
Unless it's especially cheap, because it tends to be cheaper in the States than in Canada. Although, man, I don't know. It's kind of, seems to be catching up more all the time. But especially if gas is stupid, evil, expensive as it is now, I'll just get enough to get myself over the border and then get gas in Buffalo. Or Lackawanna. And I'm also listening to 680 News, which is doing the sports right now, because they'll have the traffic report coming out of town. So I'll have some idea whether I should get off the Gardiner Expressway, which I'm about to get on, and maybe pull on to Highway 2 or its variations. Already I've heard we're pretty lucky, or I'm pretty lucky, in having left late. Sorry, I gotta see where my mic is. In having left late, it's about, oh crap, it's like 10 to 11. Fuck. And, distracting mother noises, sorry. I've already heard on 680 News on the traffic that there was this big accident closer to Niagara on the QEW, which is what the Gardiner Expressway will turn into eventually. And there was an accident at Fruitland Road on the QEW westbound, that's us. And it's really been fucking things up really badly throughout the bulk of the morning. So very lucky, I think, that I was as slack and late as I was to leave. Because I just would end up getting stuck in that thing. Because now they say it looks like the road's going to be clear about 11. So there you go. But it's one of those areas, like around Cambridge, that, you know, something goes wrong on that road, everybody is fucked. There aren't very many options to go somewhere else. You're pretty well stuck for a good fucking long time. And that's no fun. While here, things fuck up. There are a couple more options for getting around. So we're on the Gardiner Expressway. Whoop-a-dee-doo. And so now we're in Burlington, and we're approaching the Burlington Bridge, and or the Burlington Skyway, and or the Burlington whatever the hell they feel like calling these two bridges. God, I'm already slowing down! Fuck! Yeah, traffic has been pretty nasty. A lot of stop and go. Nothing like really slamming you where you just stop for a big long time. I'm probably gonna jinx that. let me get a picture of this. Oops. Well, that doesn't look any good. Come on. Come up with something better. Nah, these are lame. I can't find a good picture. Oops. The Skyway. This is the first of two skyways we will experience. This is the bigger one. No, no, it's not. Is it? Well, it's bigger in terms of volume, I suppose, in that there are two of them, one going one way and one going another. 'Twas not always thus. There used to be just one bridge, and then they built another one. The one bridge in question is the one going the other way. Now, why is this lane stopped? Seriously. Well, it gives me a chance to... No, it doesn't. It gives me a chance to think about taking a picture, and then everything starts moving again. Yeah, that's exactly how it's going to work. Oh my god, look at that Lincoln truck. Yeah, look at that, you... Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, look at that Lincoln truck taking a picture. Dumbass.
Now I can do that, even if it's something like really stupid, like a big truck built by a company that's got no business making big trucks. Anyway, there's one kind of normal looking bridge, it's a newer one, and there's one across here that I will now take the picture of, that has this kind of archy thing on it. Oh, thank you for conveniently slowing down. And there's lift bridge over on my left that sometimes there's a warning not to drive on this bridge because of high winds, and they sometimes advise to go the original route before these things were built. I'm going to take a picture of this lift bridge here. Give you some indication now that I've stopped at the apex of this bridge. Another one over here, just because it looks good. Basically, they ask you to take the route that, you know, originally was here before these bridges were built. Which right now I don't know when that was. And then they also say when the bridge is being lifted, because this is actually a waterway for shipping. This is a shipping lane. And most often the ships are going to or from this area to my right, which is, part of Hamilton. People who grew up in Pittsburgh or West Virginia will find this sort of scenery familiar. Excuse the noise of me having my iPod transmitter in the car. Not exactly the most picturesque situation out there. Grubby factories and shit that actually people back home would kill for, having those open. Yeah, it ain't pretty. But it's the hammer, and that's how people work, so what are you gonna do? So we're coming down off the other side of this, and I've been told there's lots of traffic, horrible, nasty-ass traffic, all the way to Niagara. I'm now told that the Queenston-Lewiston Bridge, why could I not think of that name? The Queenston-Lewiston Bridge is one of the most popular bridge. You may have seen this bridge on episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien. That's where he was dressed up like a Mountie and shit. Queenston-Lewiston Bridge is like, it's got a line of like an hour and a half, and the Rainbow Bridge, which is most proper in Niagara Falls, is something like an hour. But now I've been told that even the Peace Bridge is about an hour. So that should be fun. And we're stopped again! Why? So I'm going to try to find another route. Usually the other route that I find takes as long. But we'll see what we come up with, eh? Okie dokie. We're back. And now we're not too far from where we were. But we've gotten off the QEW because it got pretty nasty. Oh, yeah, sure, you can pass me, dude. And so you wonder, what is the alternative? Well, it's stuff called the service roads. On big stretches of this road, you have the north service road and you have the south service road. And when things are fucked up over there, not 20 feet from me, I think, right now, on my left. I guess I could take a picture, but it's not that interesting. There's this little road, and, you know, it's the usual triumph of zoning. It's like, it's how you get to the myriad businesses that have built themselves up along the highway, saying, ooh, we got access from the highway. Well, in order to get there, you've got to come up with these little roads, and hence service roads. In fact, I'm driving past a very large, possibly Canadian head office of John Deere, which I don't feel like taking a picture of right now, actually. And, in fact, right across the road is the Tim Hortons we stopped at in Grimsby for the Tim Hortons episode. And in fact, there's another one right up ahead of me as part of, an unofficial service center. Service centers are kind of, in the States, they're called rest areas. But we have service centers. And this isn't technically one, because it's, I don't know if it's technically one, actually. But it's Tim's and Wendy's and I keep forgetting what, this is a newer one, so I'm trying to remember. And other things. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it's got the Dairy Queen and the smaller things. And gas station. And anyway, so I decided to get onto Service Road. I took maybe the worst exit to get to it. I took a little bit of a detour through part of Hamilton, and dude, Hamilton is, I'll discuss this at another time, but Hamilton is like one of the easiest towns to get lost in ever, and I was feeling myself starting to get sucked into that black hole. Hey, I took another not great turn. I got on another service road, and that went great for a while, and then it turned and kept going a while until I got into Jordan Valley, where I don't think I've ever been before. Anyone Canadian who's a fan of the Food Network? You know Anna Olson? She's like the pastry chick, right? excuse me. That's kind of where she's based. Really cute little town called Jordan. And the region of this right now is called the 20. I don't entirely know why, but I think it has to do with the route that I'm looking for now. Anyway, for a while, excuse me, so once I got to this little town and the road ended, I went, okay, I think I've turned left. And so for about 10 minutes, I had absolutely no fucking idea where I was. And I had to think, gee, I really hope that I'm going the direction that I think I'm going. And I look over to my right, you know, there's the escarpment, so I think, okay, I think that's right. And just 5 minutes ago, I went past the sign that says, "Welcome to St. Catharines," and I'm like, ah, ha, ha! You do this enough times, you would think, of course, you would think that I wouldn't get lost. And I would know exactly the ways to go. Whoop! And you would think that I would drive over the road slowly enough so the stupid fucking Eye River would not fall out of the place I put it. In both cases, no. We're going into a big tunnel that I think goes under the Welland Canal. Ooh, pretty tunnel. I remember stumbling across this, not knowing there was a tunnel. I'm like, why the fuck is there a tunnel here? But, you know, here it is. And it's kind of cool. And obviously short because we are coming out the other end. I wonder if I can shoot behind the car. I did it. Oh, 58 is that way. Should I have gone it? Let me check the camera. Well, that sort of worked. I wonder if I'm supposed to continue turning onto 58. And so I got back on the QE. And everything's been clean and green, as it were, since then. I was getting on about an extra two before the main exit to Niagara Falls, which is the 420, and which you'll remember from episode 3, maybe. And then after that, there's a great fat lot of dickaw for a while. It's shocking how it gets. It's so crazy, and then a couple minutes, nothing. Hang on, I think I'm gonna take a picture of that. Well, you can listen to the mashup I got to show how little there is. There we go. There's just like nothing. Except for this sense of anticipation, because you know you're almost at the end.
At the end of Canada.
Well, you're nearing the end of the QEW anyways. And there have been times where the line for the Peace Bridge has gone back, well, about this far, actually. It's cut about, it says, the pre-processing center via Gilmore Road is 3 kilometers. So just over that little rise that I see ahead of me, it'll start getting into Fort Erie, and that is the Ontario town across from Buffalo. That is your last stop.
Every day down here, southern heat is like a sheet veneer. Come tomorrow, we'll be gone to happy hour, 100 miles along. Seconds from here at 5 o'clock, we'll get a 50 cent beer, okay? There's a band playing at the open air bar, Sweet Home Alabama, and Brown Eyed Girl Ole. Come tomorrow, we'll be gone to happy hour, 100 miles along. Driving through an endless summer, we're together, everything's alright, alright. 5 o'clock is the magic number, we're together, everything's
Endless Summer by the Ambers, also known as the fabulous singing Suki sisters, Stephanie, Amber, and our old friend Renee, who you'll remember from the last Six Ross party.
Oh, I so wish I could drink that.
And from The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, I'm gonna go party. And Jim Beck looks at me and he's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, no, you're not.
You can only find that song and another awesome demo on their MySpace page, myspace.com/TheAmbersBand, all one word. You can't even add it to a profile or anything. It's like, ugh. So go over there and listen to the tracks and bug them that you could download them. Links to that and other beautiful things that have to do with this episode are on the blog, descriptionto.blogspot.com. And back to the drive home. Nothing from the duty free in this episode, because the duty free is going to have its own episode. Ha! That'll be the next one. For now, we pick up after crawling over the Peace Bridge for an hour and end up at customs. Dual US and Canada.
Where are you going?
Kingsville, Ohio. That's where I grew up.
Okay, how long are you going to be there?
I'll be back on Monday.
What are you bringing in with you?
I went to the duty-free, 1 liter of vodka, 1 liter of Crown Royal, and some coffee. Otherwise, nothing to claim. Personal possessions, clothes, stuff.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
So that would qualify as a military business type guy. Even though I think he was about 21 and had shades and a mustache to make him look older. Yes, he had a mustache. And a hat. And his name was Quackenbush. So nothing too exciting. Not really, not being an asshole. So it was an uneventful trip through customs. Which it will probably always be as long as I'm recording. I think that's true. So, yeah. So that's kind of how it works at customs. He was walking. You might have been able to hear him better. Woo! Sorry. This pickup truck was just passing me on the right. Dickhead. Just because he has some blue siren light on top of his car. Fuck him. Anyway, you might have been able to hear this customs guy, Quackenbush, better because he was walking along this my side of the car, looking inside the windows, and was not asking about the incredibly large laundry bag that I'm bringing. Like, oh yeah, don't worry, there's not like some chopped up dead guy in there or anything. Yeah, he was like taking a booth. Sometimes they walk around the entire car. But fortunately, this is a station wagon, for want of a better term, and it's easier to... I make it so it's easy to look in all around, so they don't have to make much effort. You don't have to open anything or, you know, anything like that. So we're driving past beautiful downtown Buffalo! Including a very important landmark in my life. It's the HSBC building. It's a skyscraper-ish thing. And hang on, I gotta pass somebody really quick and get up on Route 5. It's that building, the HSBC building, where I got my landed immigrant status. There's a Canadian consulate in there. And that's the consulate that handled my application for land immigrant status. And it was May. Oh my god, it was May of 1994. Holy shit, almost exactly a dozen years ago. It just occurred to me. Fuck. When I got the call earlier than I expected, to go in for an interview, and with an immigration officer. I had made my application, filled it out, gotten lots and lots and lots of letters of support from wonderful people. Had a really thick file, did my, had my fingerprints and my medical exam and all the shit that I was supposed to do. And in fact, I had to get the medical exam in Buffalo. There was this very limited list of places you could get your exam. And waited for several months and got the call for the interview. So I went up in that building by my own one day in May, and this woman looked at my application, and all she really asked me was, did I have a Canadian bank account? I did, from university, of course. And I still had it active. And she said, how much money do you have in it? And I made a guess. And she said, okay, I need you to put in this much money. I think it was, $1,500 or something like that. I don't know. I need you to put this much money in your account in Canada to get you started, and on that condition, you can have your land immigrant status. I went, okay, made a stamp, boom, and that was it. I was in. And that was one of the happiest moments of my life ever. I'm thinking of it now, and I'm getting kind of verklempt. Walked out of there and down to my car, and the place was pretty desolate. There weren't a lot of people around, and I was just, oh my God, I was so, then I finally started breaking down crying, and man, jeez. Again, it was like a dozen years ago that I got my land and immigrant status, and it's still kind of a moment. And it was back there, in that building, in that tall, ugly, brownish-gray building, the HSBC building, that happened. So, that's, for anything else, that's really what I think I'll always remember Buffalo for.
Okay, so, that noise is, it's some kind of espresso machine, which is a bit incongruous for where we are. We are at Angola. No, not Africa or whatever. We're at the Angola Service Center on the New York Freeway. And because I am tired, I am going to lean on the USA Today paper dispenser. We're in the food court, basically, area of the Angola Service Center. Now, after I got through customs, I went up on 5 and went along there, and that turned into whatever turns into 89 or something. And that's kind of a little detour around part of the thruway, and, saved myself few cents and some traffic. It's kind of a shortcut. And then eventually I get on the New York Thruway, which is a toll road. It goes across all of New York, but we're only going on this last little bit of it. Although it's not little, it's about an hour of pretty much nothing, with the exception of this place, Angola Service Center. And around here there's a little gift place, and there vending machines, and time was it was just like the vending machines, kind of a gift place, and McDonald's is still there. Then they added a Denny's, and then they added this coffee place in the middle here, from which I just got a large red eye. That's how mentally alert I am right now. I need a large red eye. For those people who don't know, because Once my dad mistakenly ordered a red eye here and finally found out that it is in fact regular coffee and espresso together, not for the faint of heart. I had to throw some milk in here. Anyway, there was this little coffee thing in the middle here, and now there are these two places. It's like, you know, nice sandwiches and pizza and pasta. So our service center has grown up. Where we are actually is in the middle of the freeway. You walk across one. This is why I need the red eye. Let me take a shot. Hang on. Yeesh. So you cross one. You cross a bridge. Cross the freeway that is eastbound, and you get to the parking that goes eastbound. Another towards back towards Buffalo again. The way, and here, this area here is essentially on the median, the green strip of land between the freeway going either directions. I think that is right. And so now, after going to the restroom, getting some coffee and whatever, I'm now going to go across the other bridge that goes across the westbound freeway. And we've been going to the service center since the first time we ever went to Niagara Falls when I was little, before Canada was just, it was a gleam in my eye. We would always go to the service center to Angola. We wouldn't get gas here because it was usually expensive, but since then, it's gone down. It has to be now at the level that gas is everywhere else, which is still expensive, but now it's relative. Okay, so now I'm standing directly over the westbound freeway, which is two lanes. And now I'm going to take the camera, which has been standing in right now, as my cell phone, pretending to talk on, and take a picture. This is just another weekend in the States, so taking a picture of this right to where I get. Nice. There's a little smiley face that the tar has made on the freeway. So kids will stand here to get cars passing under their feet. It'd be cool.
I'm okay. Doesn't want to give up his seat. I'm pretty calm about the whole thing, actually.
And so this is the thruway. I had said that thruway is about an hour of nothing.
Put the struts back in.
That's pretty well true. Yeah. When you're on this stretch of road, particularly at night or late at night, it can seem like the sort of place where you can have a dark night of the soul. I mentioned the median. For those who wouldn't know, that's, you know, land between the freeway going one way and freeway going the other way. Or in this case, thruway going one way and thruway. And the hundreds of times that I've been on this thruway, I would stare, look at these, the forests, vast forests that sometimes show up on very wide parts of this median. Going by one of them right now, I can't exactly call it vast. Thick, you can't see the other side. And I always wonder, you know, you go on in there. Do you camp in there? Could you live in there? Sometimes I, when I was little, I picture myself like making a music video in there. But it's pretty, pretty wide. And sure enough, there's, you know, little paths going through there. So when you're not, you know, daydreaming about what could be going on in there, you consider the possibility that there might be a highway patrolman in there hiding. And I have seen the odd one in there. New York Highway Patrol, I have found particularly sneaky. However, on this trip, I might be jinxing it. But I've only seen one, and he was, or she was, quite present in the center when there was only a fence. And I'm taking a shot of one of them. God, and I'm going really fast, too. Wait a second. Hold it. Okay, there's one. Oh, and here's my favorite sign here. I don't know if I'm going to catch it. It says, correctional... Oh, I just missed it! Damn it! Let me see. Oh, crap! I just missed it. It says, and there's, across the way, there's a prison right now. We are around Fredonia, New York, and there's a prison here, and on the thruway, on either side approaching the prison, there's a sign that says, now I gotta do it out from memory, correctional facility area, please do not pick up hitchhikers. Okay. Damn, I so would have otherwise. And now I'm about to drive over Conneaut Creek State Wild and Scenic River. Yeah. Right. Previously known as Conneaut Crick, until someone came up with a bill. I don't know. We crossed the border into Ohio, went past Conneaut, and now we approach the North Kingsville exit, exit 235, route 84 and 193. Although they're not really clear which you're going to be on. Ask any courier. And yes, this is it. This is where I get off. And always some sense of relief, meaning I don't have to drive anymore. And then some, you know, what now? Now what's going to happen? I'm listening to 102 Zoo radio station I used to work for. Be the drive time, afternoon drive person. And it's still kind of a little bit of everything. Here's the adult video place. That used to be the Dog and Sets. Across the way. Gas is $3.07 a gallon. Diesel is $2.67 a gallon. It's more it should be. Very seldom you're gonna get New York gas be just 3 cents more. Yeah. There's the quarry, there's the David Motel, there's the grab and go, there's the gas station that got bought by the Quebecers who bought Max Couche-Tard. There's the road that leads to the cemetery where my grandmother's and grandfather is buried. Yep, this is Kingsville. And hard to describe, but it's just kind of there. Over on my left is Kingsville Elementary School, where I went to school. Man, a lot of paving. So, yeah, we're almost here.
So we're almost done. And it's 5:32. So yeah, it took 6 hours because that first half of that trip was just stupid, crazy traffic. Oh my God. Not to mention the odd wrong turn. Oh wow. The library lawn sale has just finished up in the Pound Village Square. And some of the yard sales, satellite yard sales, are still going on, but they pretty much cleaned up the square pretty quickly. So for the for links and whatever else I feel like saying about this episode or whatever, there's the blog, descriptionto.blogspot.com. Let's see, I'm on MySpace, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Second Life, and blah, blah, blah. And now I get to be a little out of range for a while. Next door, oh, there's my aunt. Irene, standing at the door watching one of her sons, Jerry, mow the lawn. So thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. My dad is now standing right in front of the car, and take care.
Well, hi, honey.
Hi.
How was your trip?
Ow. Long.
Traffic was kind of...
Yeah, but once I crossed the border, it was fine. But yeah, once I... Whoops. Oh, hey.
Here's your new camera.
Hang on.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Dark.
Right.
But yeah, once I crossed over, it was fine.
Yeah, Mom said once she was tied up at the border.
Hey, why don't you take this bag from the duty free? There might be something in there for you.
Okay.
It's a plastic bag. I don't think you had to worry about getting dirty.
Whoa. Wow. Let's go in and show Mom. Okay, honey.
Yeah, I'll take care of the rest in a second.
Okay.
What have you been doing?
Well, I bought a chainsaw at a garage sale.
Oh.
Got it all back together and got it running. Boy, it works good. It works good.
Oh, good.
I got one, but for $8, so I need to do that. Okay.
Ah, Hector. Hello. Hi there. Hello, you. Hello.
How's it going?
Mwah. Good.